Verbier is a world-famous ski resort, and you might think that's been the case for a long time. But it's only in the last 20 years or so that Verbier's fame has really grown, and the development of the resort wouldn't have taken place if it weren't for the building of the dam at Mauvoisin, in the Haut-Val de Bagne, as Raymond Vaudreau, director of Bagne Electricity Company SEB, explains.
It was a building very expensive, and without the construction of the barrage, never we can have this infrastructure. When he was built, it was in that time the higher dam in Europe. It's interesting to know that the train, who is coming now to Le Châble, in the beginning, the train was going just to Orsières. The track who came to Le Châble, it was built to the construction of the dam, and the train is still there because the barrage.
Before Verbier, times were very hard in the region. Georges Dumoulin, from the village of Lortier in the Haut-Val de Bagne, is now in his 80s and remembers those times well.
Il y avait quelques hôtels à Furnay après la guerre de 14, et puis il y a eu la récession les années 30. Hein.
In the early 20th century, Furnay was the tourist capital of the region. There were many hotels in Furnay, but then after the First World War and then after the Depression, things began to be quite difficult. Some people would be going up to work in Furnay, but other than that, there wasn't very much work.
Alors, les travaux de mon voisin, il y avait quand même 2000 ouvriers dans les environs.
Things became a bit better once the building of the dam started, because there was work for over 2,000 people, and lots of them were stationed up in Furnay and Mauvoisin.
Et alors, tout le monde avait du travail. Les gens d'ici faisaient encore la campagne, et puis quand ils avaient 3 semaines, ils pouvaient aller travailler quelques jours, là. C'est comme ça que ça a commencé, doucement, doucement.
At the time, everyone had work. Well, they were still, of course, working on the farm, working with the cows. But when they had a few weeks off, they would go up and work in Furnay and in Mauvoisin.
And when the dam was built, the next big investment was Verbier.
C'était les premiers développements. En 50, il y a eu le premier télésiège.
In the early 50s, there was just one ski lift at Médron, and the commune decided to invest heavily in Verbier. What did people from here think about the fact that the commune was investing so much in Verbier?
Eh bien, on était tous contents, en tout cas les jeunes, hein, d'avoir du travail. Parce que l'été, on faisait quand même la campagne, et puis l'hiver, on pouvait aller gagner quelques sous. Avant, il n'y avait rien. Voilà. Non, c'était bien.
Verbier meant jobs for everyone. Again, there wasn't much money at the time, and now it meant that you could work your land in the summer and you'd have work for Téléverbier or Télémédron, as it was then, throughout the winter months.
With initiatives like the Green Pioneering Summit, Verbier and the nearby resorts are trying to become more environmentally friendly, but Mauvoisin was producing green energy way before anyone knew what a carbon footprint was.
All our electricity is coming from our barrage, Mauvoisin, or the other one in the region, because the electricity choose all the time the shorter way. But in another way, it's where you buy your energy. We have more or less 30% who came from green. We are changing. We wanted to show that Verbier and Commune de Bagne and the other commune of Sogeza, Volège, Beauvernier and Saint-Brochet will be 100% green.
If you want to find out more about the Mauvoisin Dam, head to your local tourist office or go to the website verbier.ch.